Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with Mr. Ray Allen, Ray engineering and producing our show on the other side of the glass on this Monday, January 16th, 2017. I hope you had a great weekend. Today, of course, is the day America honors the legacy of Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. The Buckmaster Show here Monday through Friday, 12:04 each afternoon for you during the week on AM 1030 KVOI. We've got our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We have all of our podcasts and the complete show archive. Pretty much over the past 6 years, we have pretty much every show available. It's very simple to use. You put in a search and you'll get that show. Pops up right away. It's available 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. If you would like to join us during our face-off, the Monday political face-off, the live line is open for you now, 790-2040, for your comments and your questions. Every Monday, we do begin the Buckmaster Show with our Monday political face-off featuring a different team of commentators. This week, it's Jim Kelly. Jim is a longtime Republican activist here in Pima County, and Dr. Don Jorgensen, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Jim and Don, thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure. Happy always.
New Year. Happy New Year to you. And did you have a good weekend?
Nice and quiet because of the rain. Spent a lot of time catching up on reading.
It is a good time, isn't it, to sit by a fire?
No kidding. I love the rain.
Monday, political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. In other words, Moe makes house calls, and he will gladly take care of getting your stuff up on the wall the way you want it to be. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. And, of course, they are on Facebook. Well, Friday, Donald Trump is poised to enter the Oval Office with a far lower approval rate, about 42%, far lower than his three predecessors, according to Gallup, which only has comparable data going back to 1992. So that leaves quite a task ahead for Mr. Trump, who must take the stage on Friday and, after the swearing-in, address perhaps his largest, broadest audience to date. Presidents typically call for unity and common purposes. Can he be a unifying factor? Jim Kelly, let's begin with you.
Well, absolutely. I think he has every ability to be a unifying factor. I think what a lot of people forget is that for 10 years, this man owned prime time on NBC. So, you know, the people liked him then. Numerous people liked him then, and he made a lot of money for NBC. So, you know, to try to demonize him now, I think, is a little ridiculous. But, yeah, I think Donald Trump has every ability to unify. But it's even more important is his cabinet. I think are people from across the nation that are people who understand what is necessary for the greatest good for the greatest number of people in America.
Don, David Axelrod, the longtime political advisor to President Obama, has cast doubt on whether Donald Trump can be that unifying figure. Axelrod says it might not be within his emotional range to be a unifying figure.
Well, I think there's a lot of truth to that. You have someone who, as Jim pointed out, was very successful on TV, but being an entertainer and entertaining people across all spectrums is different from being the leader of the free world and working with all sides in the United States. And what you see typically with all presidents at the time they move from being a candidate to becoming president-elect and president is a move toward demonstrating a handout to work with all parties and using that time to try to build bridges. We haven't seen that with Donald Trump. We've seen a continuation of the same rhetoric, the same thin skin responses to any criticism that comes along. A best example is what just happened with John Lewis's comments, and Trump's response was to attack rather than to reach a hand out and make a phone call, the things that in the past a president-elect would typically do. So
it's a different playbook than we're used to, certainly.
Completely different. And you're having someone come in with a character that doesn't lend itself to working with others in that way, and someone with no political experience that can understand the consequences of not reaching that handout to your opponents.
Is that necessarily a bad thing, a different playbook?
Not necessarily. We live in a disruptive society now. What we live with today, I don't think anybody had imagined 20 years ago, or even 10 years ago for that matter. Barack Obama changed a great deal of what happens in politics, and how and reaction and action and reaction within politics has changed dramatically over the last 10 years. For instance, this whole thing with John Lewis is absolute kabuki theater. Donald Trump didn't attack. He said, you know, shut up and go work on your own district is basically what he said. That's not an attack.
He said he was all
what
talk.
Happened,
he said he was all
right,
talk.
What
no
happened
action.
Prior, what happened
I mean,
prior
it's quite
to
an
that
insult.
Was John Lewis basically said he's not a legitimate president. So Donald Trump does respond to those kinds of attacks on him. Should he? I don't know. But the playbook has changed. Politics has changed. Communication has changed. How people talk to each other and work with each other politically has changed dramatically across this country. What the future holds, don't know. We pray for good, smart people to do the right thing. And like I said, that is the greatest good for the greatest number of people in this country, keeping an eye on the fact that, you know, the United States is still, last beacon of freedom and liberty in this world. So that's the kinds of things that we want to keep moving forward with. I think Donald Trump does understand those concepts. How he gets to where his agreements are very, very different to what we are used to. So we may have to just get used to a new way of doing business.
Well, if that new way of doing business is to results in personal attacks whenever his policies are questioned, whenever his judgment are questioned, that's not something to look forward to. I think one of the things we saw in his press conference again is it's very thin-skinned individual and responds in that way. And the issue here also is his unwillingness to address any challenges that come his way. Now, he's got an interesting relationship with the press. He attacks them, but they feed off of each other. So
but
that's
you
very
do understand that people what he does is respond to somebody else's attacks on him.
Well, let me finish it. This is very important because what you're calling attacks are often legitimate questions. When the Office of Government Ethics says, "Ms. President-elect, we have some concerns that you may be in violation of the Constitution the day you are inaugurated," and the response from the White House is to attack the individual, that is very different than honest disagreement. That's authoritarianism, and that's the concern here is, frankly, the First Amendment and protection of free press, of free speech, and of holding a president accountable to the Constitution and to the people.
Right. And I think Donald Trump, not only as a human being, as an individual person, but I think as President of the United States, I think he has the right to respond to people who criticize him and in the way that they criticize him. The criticism from either the left or the right, the way criticism is expressed has changed, period. And we either return to civility, we return to common language and how we deal with each other in politics, or we don't. But the point is, over the last 10 years, the way people criticize each other politically from both the left and the right has changed. It's gotten nastier. It's gotten meaner. And oftentimes is designed for one thing and one thing only, kabuki theater, so they can send out a letter to their constituents and saying, "I'm being attacked. Give me money." Now, that was the first thing that John Lewis did after, on Sunday, was send out the letter to everybody in the Democratic Party saying, "Send me monies for my congressional campaign for the next 2 years, and also I'll give half of it to the DNC. So it's kabuki theater. It's baloney.
Well, it's one thing to say that. It's another to say what we often hear from Republicans, and we're hearing from the Republican Party today. And I'm not saying this to you specifically. I don't say that you represent the entire Republican Party. But what we're seeing again is the Republicans saying, do as we say, not have we have, as we have done for the past 8 years, in deciding on day one that they would not endeavor to work with Barack Obama at all, would not respect his role as a legitimate president. And you even have Donald Trump, who questioned his birthright and citizenship all for 7.5 years, I believe, opposed every opportunity to work together, opposed his appointment, or didn't even follow their own constitutional duty to have hearings on the Supreme Court nominee all the way through for 8 years. And now here you are with the Republican president, and Republicans are saying, oh, work together. Don't be like we were, essentially.
Or like the left was under George W. Bush for 8 years. I sat in meetings with people who literally on a daily basis, while George W. Bush was president, on a daily basis expressed how much he hated George W. Bush.
And yet they worked with him. They approved his Supreme Court nominees. So that's the difference between talk and action.
Exactly.
The Republicans took no action to work together.
Over the last 10 years. Right. Things changed based on those conflicts.
All right, we'll take a break right here. It is the Monday Political Face-Off, 790-2040, if you'd like to join in. Jim Kelly, seated to my right, Dr. Don Jorgensen to my left. The Face-Off continues right after this. On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The excitement is building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive. The Regional Transportation Authority and its members are working together to deliver transportation improvements to our region. More than 770 improvements have been completed to date. The success of the RTA is built upon collaboration and leadership that focuses on addressing our regional mobility needs to make our region a safer, more efficient, and more vibrant place to live. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday at noon, a newsmaker interview with United States Representative Martha McSally. Also certified financial planner Shelley Fishman with the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. It's all happening on Buckmaster on AM 1030. KVOI, Tucson's voice. We've got worldwide live listening. All of our podcasts and show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Check out Moe for all of your framing needs. And of course, he makes house calls, so we can make sure that whatever you have framed, and if you don't want to take the time to do it yourself and put a bunch of holes in the wall in the wrong place, Mo will come out and take care of everything for you. Dr. Don Jorgensen is here, and Jim Kelly. So it's Jim and Don today on the Monday Political Face-Off. Let's switch gears, bring it back to Arizona. Don Jorgensen, the governor, brought his budget proposal to the public on Friday. In effect, we're talking about $225 more per teacher in the first year of this deal he's talking about. And, of course, the teachers are saying it's just chump change.
Yeah, here we were waiting breathlessly for the governor's next step, as he put it, once Prop 123 passed. And what we see, that next step is kind of a kick to the backside of teachers. I think one of the reporters up in Phoenix calculated out as almost 50 cents a day.
After taxes?
Even before taxes, I believe. So not enough to make any significant difference, and it's really a shame. Now, he's saying that's first year of a five-year plan. We've seen five-year plans before go away. But the other big concern is there's very little new money in there as well. Senator Steve Farley noted that about $89 million of this so-called new money is actually a shift from highway funds. Jim and I were talking about during the break. The highway user funds for infrastructure and road repairs. So that's doing damage in one area to give essentially lip service to a promise he made several months ago.
Why raid this HERF funds all the time, Jim?
I don't know. Because it's there. why does a kid break his piggy bank? Because it's and he wants something.
It's for highways.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Let me tell you this. I think there's more to this education budget than just the $250 to the teachers. We're talking about all-day kindergarten in some of the poorest areas of the state that are in desperate need of it. We're talking about more help and getting quality teachers into school districts that are darn tough to get people hired into. So there's a lot more than just that $250 raise to the school teachers. I think Governor Ducey is being very prudent. I think we can't be bold with throwing a boatload of money until we absolutely know where the revenue sources are coming from. When revenue has to lead spending, it's just that simple, people. I mean, everybody has to understand that, including every school district in the state. Revenue has to lead spending. And until that's understood by everybody, from whatever source that money comes from, that is what everybody has to understand. Now, in order to raise revenue, you need a number of things to happen. And those things also need their incentives. They need gas for their engines too, in order for those revenue generating things to keep happening in our state. Everybody forgets we had a $12 billion budget in 2006, went down to almost $7 billion, and now we're back up to $9.1 billion, maybe $10 billion when all is said and done. My point is that it was a hard recession on us. We're coming out of it slowly. We're doing better. We this don't kill the revenue generators and then still demand more money.
Is this just priorities, though? Could we make this a better state for education?
Oh, no question. The one thing Jim's right about that we agree on is you can't spend what you don't have. Mm-hmm. But you have to look at where you're spending it and where you're giving the revenues away. And there's two issues here. Number one, Governor Ducey has focused on giving larger and larger tax breaks to corporations. The belief is that those corporations then will generate greater revenue through sales taxes, et cetera, within the state. But as Jim pointed out, that's not happening. It's not happening. And yet it's on pace to give away an additional $100 million in corporate tax breaks every year, again, for I believe the next 4 to 5 years. So that's decreasing that amount of money available to education, available to highways. At the same time, since 2010, the state of Arizona has increased by 500,000 residents, 500,000 more residents, and yet the increase that Governor Ducey has put in doesn't even keep up with inflation, let alone population growth. So it is a question of priorities. So giving money to out-of-state corporations that aren't producing increased revenue within the state and shortchanging, again, our teachers, our kids, our drivers, and folks that that need support in other areas, looking at child safety, for example.
Well, first off, the best poverty program is a job. And, you know, there are so many things that go into the state of education in Arizona. We still deal with single-parent households, mothers in poverty, fathers absent. We're still dealing with, people underemployed, not just unemployed, but underemployed, making $10 an hour for a job that should probably be paying anywhere between $15 and $20 an hour if you lived anywhere else but Tucson or anywhere else but Arizona. So these are the kinds of things that we're dealing with. Revenue generation comes from those corporations relocating here and bringing the jobs that are paying $25, $35, $40 an hour in other states that bring those jobs here. That is the revenue generation. That is where, whether it be sales tax, gas tax, all of that. Yes. Now, that's the point. We've grown by what? You said 500,000. What has been the revenue generation of those people? Do they have jobs that are producing more revenue for the state?
Clearly not.
I think it is because our actual budgets have been going up and our revenues are increasing. So,
but the needs and the services to those folks increase too, particularly education.
Right.
And the revenue provided or the spending necessary to provide adequate education, adequate roads for these folks is not being provided by the governor. Instead, he's continuing to give money away to these out-of-state corporations when in reality, the greatest increase in jobs are coming from small businesses and startups by Arizonans themselves. And I don't see any support for small business owners that want to expand and are the ones who are, I think, responsible for about 90% of the jobs in Arizona.
Actually, away from the budget at this point, now let's take a look at the kinds of help that small business is getting. There's very smart people that are starting to make sure that both federal, state, county, and city regulations are in agreement with each other so that small businesses aren't sucked dry by every different little entity that, has the right to tax them. So these are the kinds of things that the governor actually is putting in place so that regulatory reform is extremely huge to make sure that small businesses have equal footing to be able to thrive economically.
And that's a great thing. But at the same time, small businesses are now having to compete with these out-of-state corporations who are getting aid from the governor that they are not. So the governor is producing greater inequity in competition within the state, and it's not producing the kind of revenues that you hope to see produced.
Well, and that's what we're hoping for, both in tax reform and in regulatory reform, so that small businesses can compete, so that small businesses are getting the same breaks and the same kinds of incentives that everybody else gets.
And it brings us back around to what all companies are looking for, and that's educated, prepared, trained workforce. And when you shortchange education, you don't get it. Look at the one thing that was not restored was funding for community colleges. Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of those trade programs are, and those are threatened.
Right.
That's not a great plan for the future.
Well, I'm a huge proponent of JTED and technical education. Well, you know, you got to get rid of some lobbyists out of Phoenix first, you know, lock the doors on them. And you know the kinds of lobbyists I'm talking about, right? For those private little institutions that are now going broke all over the country.
Like Chambers of Commerce.
Like ITT Technical Institute, those kinds of guys. So, yeah, you know, you need to lock the door on some of those lobbyists and just get in there and fix these things. So, yeah, I'm in agreement with you on that.
Then there's the minimum wage issue. It's being talked about as... This could really hurt the state's budget, so they're waiting to see what's going to happen with that.
Well, you're when you raise that minimum wage, and you're not only looking at the small businesses that are affected, mm-hmm. you're looking at nonprofit organizations that have been helping the disabled and the poor. You're looking at all kinds of organizations that are affected by this. And guess what else you're looking at? You're looking at every teacher's aide in every school district in the state. You're looking at actual state workers, from clerk one on up. These are all things that are going to be affected by this minimum wage increase. So, yeah, be careful what you ask for on a voter initiative proposition. You just might get it.
Well, I was pleased to see the governor did provide additional funding for contractors that do hire folks to keep up with the minimum wage that provide direct state services. So that's a start in terms of the right priority.
It is.
Guys, got to go. Thank you very much, Don Jorgensen, Jim Kelly. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Check out Moe. He's got it all for you. Beautifully custom-framed mirrors and, of course, art for your walls. And then if you need anything framed, he is the man. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, as the bees go, so do humans. Five-star professional pest control techs have another option rather than killing the bees. We can remove them. This bee removal option is safe, effective, and next time you have a swarm of bees enter your personal space, call us and let us remove these bees. We have professional technicians on call 7 days a week, 886-0045.
We know what bugs you.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garver. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Welcome back, The Buckmaster Show, one of my favorite segments because we can help people over the next 10 minutes about, kind of, we call it our monthly scam alert presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. And we always are delighted to see the very smiling face of Suzanne Miller, who is the communications manager at the BBB. Suzanne, good to see you. And I know it's past the new year, but it's the first time I've seen you face to face in the new year. So I want to wish you a happy new year.
Oh, same to you, Bill.
It's a big year for the BBB. You've got the new headquarters. You're up and running. An open house coming up?
Yes, we are so excited. The entire staff is excited. We want to invite you and all your listeners to the open house, which is going to be on Tuesday, February 21st from 4 to 7. So mark your calendars and you can visit our new office and get a little tour and enjoy some free food and drink. And KBOI will actually be doing a live broadcast with
us. Very, very cool. I think Mike Check with Mike Shaw will be doing a live broadcast there. You know, one of the most popular New Year's resolutions, you know, we all gain six pounds between
easy.
I hope it's not that high, but sometimes I think it is. Thanksgiving and New Year's, just like looking at a turkey or looking at all the Christmas candy, you're going to gain weight. So what happens after the New Year, Suzanne? Everybody's got Let's Get Fit resolutions for 2017. And guess who else knows that? Our friends, the scammers. Not really our friends, but the scammers know too.
Absolutely. Yes. We don't want to see good intentions get hijacked by scammers or poor decisions. The BBB really wants to give some warnings on that.
Where do we begin with this one?
Well, as Jerry Trubin of Protocol Strength and Conditioning shares, that over 47% of gym members never visit the gym again after signing up.
I have never heard that. You're saying almost one in, almost half.
Yeah. Half people never go back to the gym after they give them their money. So in a way, it is a scam because they could do some high pressure sales on that. So New Year resolutions, you know, obviously have you starting with a crazy diet because we're all guilty from the eating. And then it's unsustainable long term. So then you grind through some paid program that usually lasts under 90 days. You obtain, you know, a small amount of success, but fall off the wagon and gain the weight back, or maybe it's just me. And then you repeat the process indefinitely.
Yeah. I mean, the exercise is good. It tones up the muscle.
Absolutely.
And that.
But it's important.
It's not necessarily a weight loss program. That's calories, and it's a little different. If you're expecting a huge weight loss from working out, it usually doesn't happen.
Right. You know, you really want to work on mobility, then get into strength, and then that will help you lead to weight loss. So you really have to look at it realistically as to some things when you make those decisions.
So there's this huge increase in the signups. What are some of the things we should keep in mind about all these health clubs and fitness centers and gyms, Suzanne?
Well, January sees a huge surge in gym activity. Like you had mentioned, Bill, you know, everyone's going in, and it's up 50% from December. So people are really, you know, they're enthusiastic, which we want them to be, but we really want them to move forward with signing on with a gym, with some, you know, doing their own warm-ups and looking at the BBB business reviews, because we have over 250,000 folks looking in to see what kind of health club ratings we have, fitness centers, gyms. These are all things that you can find on our website at tucson.bbb.org. You want to work with a gym that you can trust.
And probably the number one thing before you even get into this, really decide What are your fitness goals? What do you want to get out of this?
Right. Don't go with, you know, when you walk in, don't let them determine what you need to do. Really think about what is best for you. Everybody is different. So you really want to determine those goals in advance before you walk in the doors, and let it help you select the facility that's most appropriate for you, because there's a lot out there and there's a lot of good out there. There's a lot of things that you can do to get in good health and move forward, you know, successfully. But you just want to make sure that you do that, you know, in the right way, and that you embark on new fitness regimen.
Because there are different priorities for each person, I would think, right?
And
it's an individual thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. With different medical conditions or, you know, your goals. Again, know what your goals are. Figure out your priorities.
So the BBB.org has just this huge wealth, this database on a lot of health clubs.
Right. We have over 15,000 health clubs.
Whoa.
On there, which is why there was 250,000 lookups, yeah. Because we have a lot on our site that will really help guide you into whether, you know, this is a good facility for you to work with.
Some people sign up without taking a tour.
Yeah. You know, and again, it's different for everybody. So different priorities. You know, you wouldn't check out the equipment, the classes, the trainers. Some people, it's just about the classes. Other people want the personal training. So really take a tour, make sure the facilities are clean and, you know, different priorities for you. Some people go in the morning and they want to take showers, make sure that the showers are nice before you go into work. You know, ask about the busy times, the wait times for the equipment, whether classes require, you know, pre-regulations, availability, the cost of the trainers. These are all things you want to look at.
And can you get a free trial sometimes?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of places offer that. Not all of them, but many do, especially the big box
gyms.
To
see if it's going to be a good fit.
Right. And if you go back, you know, say Speaking that of half fit, of them fitness. Don't come back. Fit.
Does
fitness.
The fit work?
Oh,
right.
Bill.
There you go. And then what's the deal with this high pressure?
That's the biggest thing. Don't feel coerced to give in to whoever's trying to do the high pressure sales tactics, because this is what they do, especially in January. They probably make their entire salary in January. So, you know, work with a reputable gym and they will give you enough time to read the contract thoroughly, tour the facilities, do some research. Just make sure you make an informed decision.
And sometimes you almost feel like you need an attorney with all
right.
With the
I know
fine
their contracts
print,
like
Suzanne,
you know, I'm five pages
yeah,
long.
Yeah, I mean, so what is the true cost and what are the terms? I mean, it does get very confusing.
And it gets overwhelming, you know. So you really just don't feel like you have to make a decision right away. Take the time to read the contract, take the time to take a tour, and really before you do anything, make sure that your priorities are very valid in what you want to accomplish, not what other people think you should accomplish.
Because a salesman may be promising, salesman or saleswoman may be promising, oh, I can do this for you, and then I can do that. But then, okay, make note of that. Now, is it in writing?
Right. Absolutely, Bill. That is really important. Because if you are being told promises and there's nothing in writing, you have nothing to go back on.
And there's all that, the kind of magic weight loss pills.
Yes.
You're seeing a ton of advertising right now for that.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you saw this, but the Federal Trade Commission charged 4 weight loss companies with fraud, and they paid up to $34 million in consumer refunds.
Can you share with us, with our listeners, what were those companies?
Yeah, so HCG Diet Direct, Sensa Products, Lean Spa, and Loctane. Those were ones that you really, you know, and it's not just them. There's these crazy con artists that simply create new gimmicks with new names and sales propaganda to sound fresh and cutting edge. It's the same thing. They're just creating it to look a little bit different, a pill, an herb, or a potion that will melt off the fat effortlessly, which, you know,
which
sounds
leads
great.
Us
we go back to the
saying. Old adage, if it sounds too good to be true,
it probably is.
You betcha.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I want to steer folks over to tucson.bbb.org. You've got the full business directory there as well.
Yeah, we do. And we also have these tips on the gym memberships mm-hmm. posted online. So along with other great articles to guide you on smart decisions, that is one that they can find there.
How about your outreach that you've been doing? These monthly BBB happy hours have been very successful.
They are. They're growing more and more each month. And now that we're downtown, we are really excited to kind of work with some of those vendors that are down there. So this next one is going to be on Thursday the 26th from 5:30 to 7:30 at Borderlands Brewing Company. Last month was at Barrio Brewing Company. So there might be a little bit of a theme there. But we have such a great time. It's just power packed with networking and it's just a lot of fun.
And those networking events are just so worthwhile. And everybody and has a good time. And you walk away after the event feeling, you know, not only did I meet some new people, I had fun. I have a good feeling about the whole event.
Yeah, absolutely. And you get to grow and know your community a little mm-hmm. bit more. It's really powerful. And we have a great time. And you really can really just find out who those trusted businesses are out there and who you want to do business with, even business to business. It's really important to do that. So it's $5. It's everybody is invited. Just go to our website to register.
And the open house, and we'll probably have more about this when we see you in February, but mark your calendars now for the BBB open house.
Yes.
Tuesday, February 21st, 4 to 7. The new offices downtown, very, very nice. Very, very being in the heart of things of what's happening in downtown Tucson. Suzanne Miller, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. Happy New Year.
Same to you. 12:46 now on the Buckmaster Show on this kind of overcast. I kind of like it for a change. Nice to have that kind of overcast and kind of a rainy weekend. Back with you right after this. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant, named after the classic New Orleans cocktail. Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza. The Regional Transportation Authority works with its member jurisdictions, the business community, project neighbors, and the broader community to deliver transportation projects promised in 2006. This collaborative effort is a model of diverse interests coming together for the benefit of the region. This spirit of regional collaboration helps us address the mobility and safety needs in all of our communities. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Green Things, 3384 East River Road and on the web at greenthingsaz.com, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Green Things on 13 acres, a beautiful location. Jan and Jack have done a beautiful job, and they've got that free workshop Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m., and check out the website for this week's upcoming websites. Once a month, we welcome in Dr. Mark Sykes, CEO and Director of the Planetary Science Institute, celebrating its 44th year as a Tucson-based nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. Dr. Sykes is the former chair of NASA's Small Bodies Assessment Group. He's very involved in the development of commercial human space flights. He is the winner of the Mazursky Award for Outstanding Service to Planetary Science and even a minor planet, minor planet 4438. Sykes is named in his honor, and he joins us now on the live line. Mark, how are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm just sorry I can't be there in person.
Things happen. Thank goodness we have you telephonically. We've got this journey to two asteroids. I guess two NASA missions will be visiting the asteroid belt in the 2020s. And our friend Tom Beal from the Arizona Daily Star had a nice piece in the Star yesterday about how Arizona has the potential to become kind of a hub for asteroid exploration.
Oh, yeah. It's a good time to be a small body. one mission, Psyche, that TSI is also participating on, is going to the core of a large asteroid. And by that, I mean that this is an asteroid like Vesta, where Don had visited, that's differentiated. So it has Vesta has a basaltic outer layer and then a metallic inner layer. But Psyche has had that outer layer blasted off over the age of the solar system by things, you know, bashing into it, just leaving this metallic core with, of course, other stuff sitting on it. But we're going to see the inside of an asteroid when we go to Psyche, and that's going to be very cool.
What about the name Psyche? That's kind of unusual.
Well, it's a Greek goddess, I believe. as are many things up in the sky. Venus and all that. The other mission that was selected for flight is Lucy, and I think it's probably named for the Beatles song.
Lucy in the Sky. Yeah, that's it.
It's going to take a tour of what we call Trojan asteroids. Now, Trojans are really kind of interesting things in that if you look down on the solar system, see all the small bodies, you know, you'd see the planets, you know, in their orbits, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. And then in between Mars and Jupiter, there's this band of millions of asteroids, and that's called the main asteroid belt. But then when you look in the orbit of Jupiter, there's kind of a cloud of asteroids ahead of it in its orbit and behind it in its orbit by about 60 degrees. And those are in what we call one-to-one resonances. It's kind of the interaction between the gravitational force of the sun and Jupiter that cause these asteroids that stick in these resonance orbits. And those are called Trojans. And we think, on the basis of some modeling that these things that has been done, that these asteroids actually came from the outer solar system. Hmm. That in the early part of the solar system, planets were migrating around. Jupiter and Saturn were migrating around. Uranus and Neptune may have swapped positions. In the course of all this, all these kind of cometary bodies got scattered into the inner solar system, and a bunch of them were left in these clouds ahead and behind Jupiter. And so the Lucy mission is going to go and fly by a number of them and see what they look like.
So the bottom line to these missions is to unlock, I guess, the secrets of how our solar system was formed.
Yeah, it's a never-ending journey. but we get to see new aspects of that journey. You know, we get to see, you know, by looking at Psyche, you know, it'll give us some insight into, well, how do planets differentiate? You know, how does that process come about and manifest itself? You know, Earth has a metal core. You know, Mars has a metal core. So this is a very common process in the solar system. And then to look at these potentially very primitive bodies from either further out, then that's going to give us, you know, more clues about, well, what objects, you know, what objects in different parts of the solar system, what do they look like, what are they made of, you know, what's their nature, and then that all feeds into the question, well, okay, well, how did that form? How did they get there? So there's lots of there'll be many more questions that come about as a consequence of these studies.
Well, ASU has been selected, I guess, to lead its first NASA mission, and they'll be leading this Psyche mission.
Yes.
And so this is good news, even though people like to say, oh, it's ASU, but it's good news for Arizona, because the work you guys do at the Planetary Science Institute here in Tucson with asteroids and the U of A, I mean, it all comes together, right?
Oh, yeah. We work with everybody.
There you go.
And then there's one other small bodies mission, if I might mention.
Sure.
That was selected for continued Phase A funding. And that's the NEOCAM mission, which is a telescope that would be sitting between the Earth and the Sun, closer to the Earth, searching for scanning all the near-Earth objects, asteroids that have orbits close to the Earth. And that has the potential of course, you know, it got selected for Phase A study to begin with because of the great science that was going to come out of it, because the near-Earth object population is fed by all parts of the solar system. So it's a great garbage dump of the solar system that the Earth is swimming in. But as a kind of bonus is that, you know, we worry about things that could hit the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And NEOCAM is the only instrument on the books which could meet the congressional mandate of finding 90% of all the objects 140 meters in diameter or larger that are in there that are in these near Earth orbits.
Wow!
And then it has other bonuses of being able to find targets for human missions, as well as possible resource targets that could open up our ability to move beyond the Earth.
So NEOCAM will get additional continued funding from NASA for its further development, which is good news.
Yeah, and in the meantime, then we'll probably be talking to, you know, because it was on the short list for a science mission in the planetary
right.
division, but now we'll be pushing to see if we can get funding not just from planetary, but from human exploration in other areas because of all these other benefits that can be achieved with it.
All right.
So this gives us some time to do that.
Mark Sykes, always a pleasure. Thank you very much. Hope you have a great day.
You too, Bill. Thanks.
Dr. Mark Sykes joining us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Really have done just a wonderful job in promoting that beautiful area of the southwestern United States. The southwestern corner of New Mexico is a beautiful place, 3 hours east of Tucson. It's really our neighbors just to the east, and so much to do. Over the coming days, I'll be telling you about the many recreation activities, including the Gila National Forest, the City of Rock State Park, on and on. Lots to do. The full listing, go to southwestnewmexico.org, the full listing of things to do and places to stay. Coming up this afternoon, something to do, listen to Mike Shaw and Ray Allen on Mic Check from 4 to 5. Wake Up Tucson 6 to 9. Talking Culture from 9 to 10, then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04. So lots of local talk on KVOI. On behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.